This afternoon, the Church of St. Louis gathers at Eucharist in this historic cathedral, and we pray and we sing, Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. I greet you all with great affection in the Lord, and I thank you for the warm welcome that you have provided for me, my family, and my guests, and those special friends who join me from the Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis, and from the Diocese of Sioux Falls, and from the Diocese of Saginaw. Now, you know what? I have a hard time holding a job. I feel greatly blessed by His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI to be your new Archbishop. And I give thanks for all the blessings of the past, and I pray that I am open with the support of your prayers to the gentle promptings of the Holy Spirit in the future. In a special way, I would like to recognize and honor His Eminence, Justin Cardinal Regali, the 7th Archbishop of St. Louis and now the Archbishop of Philadelphia, who is present here today to install me, and also Archbishop Raymond Burke, the 8th Archbishop, and now the prefect of the Apostolic Signatura in Rome, who is kind enough to join me for this ceremony. Archbishops, we welcome you back to St. Louis. In a special way, I also thank His Eminence Cardinal George for coming from Chicago and being with us. Cardinal George, I appreciate the fact that you would travel this distance and to be with us in a very special way. Thank you for being here. And as some of you know and some of you don't know, priests of the Archdiocese of St. Louis have been much in the news these days. Bishop Sticca from Knoxville, Archbishop Tim Dolan from New York, and the newest Archbishop, Archbishop George Lucas, welcome all. I would also like to recognize and thank Monsignor Alexander Cifuentes, the Chargé d'Affaires and First Secretary of the Apostolic Nunciature, representing Archbishop Pietro Sambi, the Apostolic Nuncio, to the United States. For this massive installation, I have chosen to share with my brother bishops, my brother priests, my sister and brother religious, and the people of the Archdiocese, this votive mass of the Holy Spirit, that we might come together to give thanks for the blessings of all those who went before us, and that we might ask the Holy Spirit to guide us in announcing the good news and enriching the body of Christ, and at the same time, looking to the challenges of the future, that we might prayerfully listen to the gentle promptings of the Holy Spirit in our age, in our day, on our watch. Commenting on the second reading for today, when Pope Benedict XVI said Mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral, he said this, St. Paul reminds us that spiritual unity, the unity which reconciles and enriches diversity, has its origin and supreme model in the life of the triune God, as a communion of pure love and infinite freedom. The Blessed Trinity constantly brings forth new life in the work of creation and redemption. And we call to mind the words of St. Cyprian and ask God for the grace to attain it. The whole church has been as a people made one in the unity of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Along the way, we might have our differences, but we are and we proclaim today the body of Christ. At the same time, as a dynamic local church, we celebrate the diversity of gifts and graces present in our priests and deacons, religious and lay, and we see those gifts as important as our basic unity, because they all have the same divine origin. In the words of Pope John Paul II, the unity of the church is not uniformity, but an organic blending of legitimate diversities. We heard this affirmed by St. Paul in today's reading when he said there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. How blessed we are in the Archdiocese of St. Louis with so many gifts. Among them, a strong Catholic school system, contemplative and active religious communities, dynamic outreach to the poor, excellent Catholic health care, the presence of a diocesan seminary, and a deep and abiding commitment to evangelization. I'm told that the Archdiocese of St. Louis is sometimes referred to as the Rome of the West because of the large number of religious communities found here. My brothers and sisters, fathers, with your vowed commitment to poverty, chastity, and obedience, you teach us how to live after the mind of Jesus Christ. We grow richer as a church because of your witness, and I treasure your presence. I would ask all the religious who are present here today to please stand so that we can thank you. I look forward to discovering how the Holy Spirit is working through each one of you. And I pray for you, come Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle on them the fire of your love. The same Spirit which enriches us with a variety of gifts and draws those gifts into the unity of one body also gives each one of us a share in the life and the mission of Jesus Christ. As the Holy Spirit is poured out upon us, we come to share ever more deeply in the life and mission of Christ. And His glory becomes our glory. But the glory of Christ, never forget, is the glory of the cross. Therefore, if we want to share in the glory of Christ, we must do what he tells us in today's gospel and take up our cross and follow him. I can tell you from personal experience, and I'm sure you can tell me from yours, that it is no easy task. And yet the Lord calls us to that once again. But we can strengthen and encourage each other along the way if we do it together. In words and deeds, day by day, let us stand together and say to the world, we are followers of Jesus Christ. We are followers of Jesus Christ. As I prepare to become the pastor of this local church, I ask for your prayers that I might be a good and faithful shepherd, a spiritual father who sees as his first duty to grow in holiness of life, and by tasting the Father's love for me, dare to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to proclaim it with joy and with hope. May I never be afraid to challenge the culture, which is growing every day more indifferent to the teachings of Jesus Christ, especially on the life issues. Let it be known by all, we will never, ever compromise on our commitment to life. As Pope Benedict XVI said during his pastoral visit to the United States, for true life, our salvation can only be found in the reconciliation, freedom, and love which are God's gracious gift. This is the message of hope we are called to proclaim and embody. In a world where self-centeredness, greed, violence, and cynicism so often seem to choke the fragile growth of grace in people's hearts. My brothers in the priesthood, if you know me, you know that I have a deep love for priests. Brothers, you will be my closest collaborators in ministry. I promise to pray for you as I began on the day I found I was coming here. I promise to support you. I promise to listen to you, to be open to the different and diverging opinions. At least that's true in some presbyteries. I'm not sure about St. Louis. And I look forward to growing in friendship with you. I commit myself to raising up new and worthy vocations, and I look forward to collaborating with you in the important work of this archdiocesan church. And the commitment I make to you, I will never ordain a man a priest that I do not know. One of the special blessings that I've come to know as priest and bishop is being part of the life of our parish communities. I look forward to coming to know the great people of the Archdiocese of St. Louis, discovering ways that I can journey with you. I've been privileged in my 39-plus years as a priest and now more than 25 years as a bishop to be part of parish families in moments of great joy and great sorrow. I stand ready to serve you and to respond to the needs of the parish communities of this great archdiocese. I look forward to working with your friends and neighbors in the civic community and walking with the members of the ecumenical community so that we might respond adequately to the needs of our day. My brothers and sisters in our parishes across the Archdiocese, may your prayerful support and my hope in Jesus Christ be a bond which unites us so that we might accomplish all that God desires with his great grace. May Jesus Christ fill our hearts with compassion, allowing us to draw near to all those who suffer, and allow us to bind up the wounds of the poor, to build bridges with the alienated as we serve together our Lord Jesus Christ as disciples and witnesses. And let us never forget that in the church is a diversity of ministries, but there's only one aim, the sanctification of all. God bless you.